Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Over and over, we say again, New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We're Blog Talk Radio. You're on Blog Talk Radio. We're New Beginnings Ministries. For those of you who are listening for the first time, we're an interactive Bible study, and we come on every Wednesday from starting at 7 o'clock. And we have various speakers that come on to share their faith or the Word of God. And so what we're doing now is we're introducing you. If you have never listened, you can tune in by internet, or you can tune in by the radio. So by the phone, I'm sorry. And so when you tune in, for those of you by internet, if you would like to be a part of this interactive Bible study, we'd like to invite you to call in to 347-237-4054. That's 237-347-2374. And once you hit number one, then you would be tuned in, and we would put you in, and you can be a part of this Bible study. We also like to inform you that as we go through this Bible study, we can hear everything in the background. So for those of you who are tuning in on the your phone, could you please tap your phone until you are ready to communicate or say something to our brothers and sisters, because we can hear everything in the background. These microphones and this blog is very sensitive. So if you could be mindful just to make sure to tap your mute your phone so that we can't hear what's going on in the background. We're hearing something, listening to something right now. I don't know where it's coming from. I'm going to try to cut off those mics that we have. 770, we have some 630, and we're going to try to cut it off and try to determine where it's coming from, since you are not hearing what we're saying. Okay? This evening we have Minister Herman is back with us. She is from New York, and she will be speaking to us, sharing a word from Ephesians. So we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to send over to Minister Herman, and we're going to move forward as the Lord's will itself. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for who you are in our lives. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would minister our mind, minister our hearts, Heavenly Father, as we try to dissect, you know, the Word of God and minister it to your people, Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we would all be on one accord as we dialogue.
Hello. You know,
we
have a message you have to tell.
Okay. Again, I do not know where that's coming from. I do not know where that's coming from. But anyway, we're going to move forward. We're not going to allow that to hinder the Word of God. Minister Herman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, brother?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing all that noise in the background also?
Yes, I do. I'm hearing it as well.
Okay. I'm trying to find
maybe
out who it is.
Maybe you can say it one more time. Okay.
Okay. Whoever it was, we just lost him. It was a 678 number. We just lost him. So I'm thinking the best word came from. Okay.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. We're going to turn it on over to you, and we're going to move forward. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's so good to be back again. And like Brother John said, we're coming from Ephesians 2 and 10. And our topic today would be, we are a work in progress. We are a work in progress. And I thank God. I thank God for this opportunity once again. Hallelujah. And I thank John, Brother John and Sister Suzanne for opening up this ministry unto me so we can hear what thus saith the Lord. All right, before we begin, is that we are a work in progress. And, you know, in this world today, there's so much going on. Everywhere we look, in the news and in our nation around the world, there's so much going on. It's like so much for us to even conceive. The attacks coming from everywhere, even in our own personal lives. And if you're like me, sometimes it seems like you just can't get a handle on things. Sometimes even our faith gets shaken, you know. Sometimes, just sometimes. It's not all the times, just sometimes. When we're feeling like we should be encouraged, we're discouraged because we're taking three steps forward and it seems like one step back. But I want you to know tonight that this is how life is. There's always going to be challenges, but I thank God that even though our faith is tested, the love that we have for God is not forfeited because we still love the Lord. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. So, like I said, the challenges that we go through, like the songwriter said, you know, God didn't tell us that this road was going to be easy. But thank God we've come too far to turn back now.
Amen.
One thing about it, you know, two steps forward, three steps forward, one step back. One thing about it, I thank God that we're not stagnant. We're still moving. We're still being in process. God is still doing things in us. So I thank God for that. So with all that said, this is where the enemy wants us to be, so discouraged that we will just sit down and not do anything. But the enemy is a liar. He's a liar. Yes. And just because in our lives, just because we take even a detour and the devil comes in our face and say, oh, you didn't stick to the course. One thing about it, I love the Lord, because if he's in our lives, truly in our lives, he'll direct us back on that course. He never gives up on us. Just because there's a detour doesn't mean there's a dead end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, like I said, with that said, we're going to have many challenges. So it doesn't matter what man says or what the devil says or even how we feel. God says his grace is sufficient for us. He says that we can still, that's one thing about the Lord. He says we still, come on, you can still do it. You can still do it. So let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 2 and 10. And it says this. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I want to read that again. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I thank God.
Amen.
When I looked at this verse, I was seeing that it says that last part, walk in them, preordained. God already set it in order for us. We're to walk in them, meaning that Christ did it all. That Christ, before we were even conceived or born or came on the scenes, we have already been created. We've already been God's creative workmanship.
Amen.
He said it in the scripture. He's already created us. Even before we came, in him we were. And he knew that Brother John would come forth. He knew that Sister Suzanne would come forth. He knew that you yourself would come forth. It was already prepared for us.
Amen.
The work was already prepared. So our work in ministry, our work in life, our life being led in Christ, it has already been sealed.
Amen.
And that's a key word, been sealed, past tense, because Christ did it all. He did it all when he went to the cross, and he said, it is finished. And he died. He descended into the lower part, which was hell. He resurrected, then ascended into the upper part, which was heaven, and sat down as God rested on that seventh day from his labor. Jesus sat down because it was finished. The work was done. Christ sat down. He paid it all. And what we have to do as followers and believers, we have to know that now it's our time by faith to walk it out.
Amen.
We have to walk it out and live it out. Anybody want to add anything?
Amen.
okay? Even through our challenges and struggles, they're real to us, but they're not so prevalent. What is prevalent in our lives is our faith and our trust and our confidence in Christ, that he that began a good work in us shall complete it. He said in his word in Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you, a good work in me, no matter, even if we don't cross the T's or dot the I's, God says, I'll still perform it. I'll still perform things coming out of you for your good. It says, until the day of Jesus Christ, meaning God's always working. He's always working behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. He's always working in us and for us. Amen. That good work, so that good work can come forth. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody? Anybody? Amen. Anybody want to add?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, like I said, you know, this isn't going to be long, but like I said, we're going through such hard times, and the devil just wants to discourage us. But if we would keep in mind the scripture, how he says that we are his workmanship. We are his work created to do good works, to do good works for him, to do exceedingly abundantly good works for him.
Mm-hmm.
If we just continue to keep our faith and our trust in God, that even though that sometimes the enemy comes to badger us, and we even get down on ourselves, God don't, tonight, this word is for to encourage us, that don't even be so hard on yourself. Because sometimes we can say that we haven't crossed that T or dot that I, or we missed a step. Listen, let me tell you something. This is why his grace and mercy follows us. This is why his covering follows us. Because he knows that he knew us before we were. He knew the end of our life at the beginning and everything in between, what we'd go through, the potholes, the pitfalls, the setbacks, the triumphs. And in all that, he says, look, I'm still working in you. Don't be discouraged. I'm still bringing you out. Don't be discouraged.
Amen.
You shall be what I called you to be. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. And I know it's sometimes easier said than done, but honey, let me tell you, when you get in the presence of God and you start thinking about how he brought you out before, he'll do it again. How he's lifted your spirit before, he'll do it again. And how his word says, it sounds like I'm going off into a tangent, but it ties in. His word says, bring all your burdens unto me. He says, he is the lifter of your head, the keeper of your soul, the supplier of every need that you may have. God wants us to be encouraged tonight to know that we are still a work in progress. So if you don't cross that T, I'm saying it again, and if you don't dot that I, listen, at least you're moving. At least you're moving. You're not being stagnant. And don't let the devil beat you up about things, because he's accuser of the brethren anyway. He's a liar, and the truth is never in him. The truth is that you will triumph, because the end of the book says so, and we win. And we win. And we will. And he said, like he said, you know what? It's a work in progress. We are a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And as long as we live and we breathe, God is a God of, okay, you messed up. God is a God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances, because his goodness and mercy is with us.
Mm-hmm.
When we don't have to have our heads hung down low. We can look up and see God, knowing that help will always be on the way.
Amen.
This is just an encouraging word today. It's an encouraging word for me when he gave it to me, and I pray that it's an encouraging word for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And one thing about new beginnings, just like this ministry, new beginnings, new mercies I see every day. Great is his faithfulness. his faithfulness. That means no matter what, he is faithful and just to not only lift you up, but to bring you out. Anybody?
Amen.
Anybody want to share?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think that this, as I think about in terms of
mm-hmm.
what you're saying, you're absolutely right. You know, this, we have to realize that the world that we live in,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we are going through our challenges, we have to realize this is a spiritual warfare that we're going in.
Amen.
So we're going to be challenged. So
mm-hmm.
if there is a spiritual warfare that we're going in, you know, that we're going through, we have to keep in mind that we have to have Christ to fight our battles for us.
Yes,
we cannot fight our battles alone.
Mm-hmm.
We can't
mm-hmm.
fight our battles alone. And in fact, our battles are coming, and we really don't even know what we're fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual warfare, something that we can't see, don't even understand. And that's why we need something greater than us. That's why we lean and depend on Christ. To fight
mm-hmm.
our battles for us. Because
mm-hmm.
when all those things are coming against you and you don't know what's happening, that's why you need God, you need Christ by your side. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't know God in the pardons of your sin, I would
mm-hmm.
say to you, you need to accept him in your heart.
Amen.
You need to accept him in your life. Or otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you're walking alone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's so true. Because the battle, you know, the Word of God said the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. And God expects
Amen.
Us to stand. He doesn't expect us to run away. You notice that our back is never covered. You know, the shield, when he talks about the whole armor of God, you notice that he never talks about the back. Because his goodness, his mercy is covering your back. But the front, he expects us to press forward. He expects us to move forward, never to turn our back, but to move forward with the Word of God,
Amen.
Which is your sword,
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
With your helmet of salvation, with that helmet that keeps your mind. Actually, that helmet, it keeps your mind, too. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I have a comment as well.
Sure.
You know, we fight against flesh and blood. We fight against our spirit all the time, our
mm-hmm.
flesh. Our
mm-hmm.
flesh always want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to build up our spirit man
yes.
so that we can fight
mm-hmm.
against that flesh. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you were talking, to build up that spirit man, it's begin to read your word, study your word, get in
yes.
a relationship with God so
mm-hmm.
that when the flesh begins to rise up,
yes.
you
mm-hmm.
can begin to fight it with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Amen.
The devil don't want us to win anyway.
That's right.
As you
mm-hmm.
were saying, he doesn't want us to win.
Mm-hmm.
So for to fight that devil
mm-hmm.
spiritually, begin to get in your word. Begin to study that word.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
keep that in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say.
Amen. That's good right
yeah.
there. That's good right there. And know this, that every mistake that you might make or have made, listen, God takes the broken pieces, the missing pieces of our lives. And you know what he does? His handiwork, his hands, he creates and recreates. He takes those broken pieces of our lives and he puts them together. Because you know what? Since we are his workmanship, he wants to make masterpieces out of all those broken pieces, out of those missing pieces, out of those things that has torn us down and discouraged us. God is still working.
Amen.
He's still working.
Amen.
We're a work in progress. You know, don't
Amen.
Be down or get out the fight. You know, get out the arena. Stay in the arena. God got you.
Amen.
God got
Amen.
Us. He's got us.
Mm-hmm.
He's got us because he says we are his handiwork. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We are his workmanship. We are his masterpieces, taking all those broken pieces and creating masterpieces, his trophies. Picture this. We are his trophies to flash in the face of the enemy. Picture that.
Mm-hmm.
Picture
yeah.
that. When the enemy thought he had us, we got away. Hallelujah. When he thought, yeah, I'm going to get her, I'm going to get him this time, but not so. because God, he says, there is greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And there, I don't care if 10,000 come up against you, you still got greater. Because
Amen.
God can call a legion of angels just for little old you, little old you.
Amen.
You know why? Because
Amen.
You're the apple of his eye. You're
Amen.
The heartbeat
Amen.
of his passion because
Amen.
He loves us so much. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So this scripture is, this passage of scripture is wonderful. You know what? We don't have to take down. We don't have to give up or give in because God is creating vessels of honor, vessels of strength, vessels
Amen.
Of faith, vessels of righteousness, vessels of blessedness to be a blessing to someone else. We
Amen.
Are the testimonies, been tested and proven, tried, tested and proven, proven that
Amen.
Jesus lives and he lives in us. And
Amen.
All we have
Amen.
To do is stand and walk it out and have
Amen.
Faith in Christ and know that he is and know that the good work that he started in you, he shall complete it.
Amen.
We can be tried in the fire with different challenges in our lives. Hallelujah. I know this personally, you know, and we go from glory to glory, but I know this personally, that as we are continuously get tried in the fire, tried in the fire, we get pulled out, in, out, God is creating pure gold. Our hearts, our stamina, our very character is being like pure gold unto God.
Amen.
Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God wants us to stand. He wants us to stand and know that he is and know that he can bring us out of any situation. There's no situation greater for him that he can't bring us out. And while
Amen.
we're going through this daily day, you know, I have to say a daily warfare because the enemy never gives up. And we have to be careful. He's an insidious adversary. He knows all about us. You know that? As far as he knows the buttons to push. As far as our weaknesses, let me tell you something. That little imp, what he does is he has a chart on Edna Herman. And he says, okay, this is her weakness here. This is her weakness there. This is what she doesn't like. This is what she doesn't. Mm-hmm. Even our appetites, we have to watch it because he's insidious. He wants to distract us, and then he thinks he got us. But you know what? If he know like I know, and I'm sure he does, that's why he keeps coming at us, is that for Christ we live and for Christ we die.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And our stand is uncompromised. Our walk is uncompromised. Our life is uncompromised. And God wants us to know today that you are a work in progress, but know this, I got you. And that I created in you shall come forth.
Amen.
So let's have conversation.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I like what you're saying, Minister. That is so absolutely right. And, you know, God wants us to be bold. I mean, when you know that you know that you know that you know, God wants us to be bold. He wants us to be able to speak out with authority to tear down those strongholds that's coming against us. That's how bold he wants us. And if you look at the letters that Paul written from the letter, that's the same thing that he was saying then. That's what it was all about. Do not be fearful. Be bold in the Lord. You know, and do not know who you are. Know who you are. And if you are in Christ, and if for we are his workmanship, that means that we're some powerful brothers and sisters.
Yes, that's
but
right.
But you're only powerful unless you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Only unless you know it. Just like someone having a gift and not even knowing that they have it.
Yeah, and knowing what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And begging for bread and not realizing they have a gift to become a millionaire because of
Amen.
The idea that they have in their
Amen.
Mind.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So if you're walking around, we're walking around and not knowing who we are in Christ, then we are really walking around. We're lost.
Yes.
God
yes,
yes. wants to know who he
we
is. He wants mm-hmm. us to know that we are a workmanship and we have been created. We have been created in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have been
mm-hmm.
created, molded, shaped. We have been created in
mm-hmm.
Christ. So that means we walk this world boldness in speaking to those things that are as though they're not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we don't have to be ashamed because we're
no.
bold in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
So I like what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I like what you're saying. We don't have to be in the shape that we're in.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. And you don't have to be downcast because you missed a step.
Amen.
Just start again.
Amen.
Start again. You know, you know what? It's not, God is a God of second chances and third chances. But you know
mm-hmm.
what? You don't go right back to the very beginning. You continue
mm-hmm.
because salvation has already been sealed in you. So, okay, you go back, you ask God for repentance, and you keep it moving.
Hallelujah.
Keep it moving. God's not disappointed in you. He's disappointed when you stop and you give up.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us to stop and give up. He wants us
Amen.
To continue. And as he's working in us to perform that which is good in us, hallelujah,
Amen.
It's for your good and his glory. He wants you
Amen.
To continue. He wants us
Amen.
To continue.
Amen.
You know, and it's rough out there. No doubt. It's rough out there. You know what? It's rough in the church. But you know what?
Mm.
This is why the Pastor Rose was saying about that relationship, about reading your word. And like Elder John was saying, you know what? We have to have that relationship. We have to know whose side are you on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Amen.
'Cause the devil will woo you out there. He'll try to get you out there. And once he gets you out there, he says, okay, I got him. Oh, you know what? I got him. So what now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But see, you know what? One thing about the Lord, I like that. I like how the shepherd goes for that one sheep.
Mm.
And he'll do all that he can to get that one sheep.
One lost
he'll
sheep.
He'll get it. Yes, that lost sheep. But it's you know what? It's up to us as well because he gives us free will.
Amen. Amen.
But God doesn't want you to want us to give up. We
Amen.
Are created in his image to do great and mighty things. We're just
Amen.
Ordinary people. Ordinary people. But through Christ, he's going to do extraordinary things through you.
Hallelujah.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary. Because
Hallelujah.
Only you, this is just a word of encouragement to let you know that, you know what? When God had you come into this world, he had purpose for you. And it has your name on it, not my name, not Pastor Rose, not Elder John, not Dr. Suzanne. It has your name on it.
Amen.
And he says, Joe, it's you. Mary,
mm.
it's you. You're the one that can bring those group of people. You're the one that can to talk to those men or talk to those women or talk to those children. It's you. That purpose is allotted for you.
Mm.
Nobody can do it like you.
Amen.
Nobody can do it like you.
Amen.
We are his workmanship. I know
Amen.
this was short again. This was short. But I just want to keep saying that don't stop. We can't give up now. The
Amen.
Fight is, the devil is raging. He's throwing out all the arsenals that he can because he knows that his time is drawing nigh. And we have to be about our Father's business. And we have to continue to seek him. We have to be
yes.
about his business, seeking him. And for us, so we can stay in that vein. And yet, we need to go out and get them so they can come in.
Amen.
Because the devil
Amen.
Is not taking
yes.
any prisoners. He's not taking any prisoners. He wants to kill. He wants to rob, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy everything. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's not even about us. He just want to laugh in the face of God.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to laugh in the face of Christ. That's what it's about, too. Yeah, you know what? This is why he's throwing out all his arsenal, because he wants to grab as many as he can. But we who believe Christ and know and who are followers, disciples of Christ, we got to be about the business.
Amen.
We got to get out there and be encouraged.
Amen.
Be encouraged.
And there's so much work to do.
Yes, it is.
There is so much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
There are so many of them who are crying out in the wilderness, as I say it. You know,
mm-hmm.
crying out for help.
Mm-hmm.
And God has put a word in you. He's put a word in me. He's put a
yes.
word in those of you listening
yes.
to go and to be able to speak into their lives and encourage
mm-hmm.
them, build
yes.
them up, let them know that they are somebody in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
are somebody in Christ. They're not defeated.
Mm-hmm.
They're not defeated.
Mm-hmm.
We have to speak in to those lives who feel like they're worthless,
mm-hmm.
like they feel like they're lost. And you talk about that one lost sheep,
mm-hmm.
that one lost sheep that was out there. You know, we can't forget about that one lost sheep, the
mm-hmm.
one who has gone astray, the one who is lost and trying to find their way back. That's what
mm-hmm.
we are. That's what we are. We are the light. The word in us is a light. It's a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path.
Mm-hmm.
We are the light. So
mm-hmm.
when they see us, listen, when they see us talking about Christ, they hear hope. They hear
mm-hmm.
hope. They hear
mm-hmm.
hope from wherever they are. And they realize, you know what? I'm not dead.
Amen.
I'm not dead. I'm
mm-hmm.
not dead. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this. And that's we direct them to the word of God. And you know what? The word of God is so powerful. And once you get the word in you, once you
mm-hmm.
begin to start to meditate and eat all the word of God, let me tell you something. All you can do is grow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All
mm-hmm.
you can do is grow.
All
mm-hmm. you can do is grow. From wherever you are, at the bottom, the pit that you're in, that you may be going through right now, all you can do is grow. And pretty
mm-hmm.
soon, all you have to do is just step out.
Amen.
Step out.
Amen.
Step out.
Amen. And you know, I praise God. Now, that's for those that are the lost sheep, and yet those that are in-house in the body of Christ, we encourage each other. You know, we are to encourage each other as well.
Amen.
You know, don't
Amen.
Just because people are sitting in church doesn't mean that there's not anything going on. That's private,
mm-hmm.
that they don't talk about. You know,
yeah.
we have to encourage them. And this is why God wants our spirit of discernment so sharp. We need to sharpen
mm-hmm.
it. And it can be sharpened as we continue to be in prayer and be
mm-hmm.
in his presence. You know, because everyone isn't going to come to you. But you know what? We're to look with spiritual eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond
Amen.
What's right in front of us. Yeah, it's
Amen.
A warfare. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And when we're seeing a brother or sister, you know what? We should see more than what we see.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, some people aren't going to come to you and tell you, oh, I'm going through this, I'm going through that.
Mm-hmm.
Something in your spirit. Because we're connected together, body of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says we're joint, we're put together. We're put
joint
together. Yes, amen. Many members in one body. Many
mm-hmm.
members. That means if I'm hurting, you should be able to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Amen.
We can't be so self-consumed that we don't see it or feel
mm-hmm.
it. Or if somebody's talking to you, you don't sense it. The Holy Spirit isn't giving you something.
Mm.
It goes deeper than just in our face. What's in our face?
Mm.
It goes to the heart, the spirit of an individual.
I also
you know
have
what,
a comment too.
Okay. Say?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, when our sisters and brothers go through, we ought to, you know, help them and encourage them,
yes,
and not keep them down. Because,
amen,
you know, after you mess up or you sin, you begin, you know, you feel bad. You begin to feel, you know, down.
Yeah.
But then that's when you got your brother and sister to encourage you,
mm-hmm,
and let you know that,
mm-hmm,
you know, you may fall, but you can get back up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dust yourself back off and get up and
yeah,
keep on moving. Of course, ask God for forgiveness. Of course you do,
mm-hmm,
that, but, you know, you can get back up. You don't have,
mm-hmm,
to stay where you at. Because,
amen,
there it goes, their grace and his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us new mercy.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
And I'm paraphrasing this this scripture where he says, if a brother or sister is caught in a fault, restore those that are spiritual. Restore such a one. Because we have some carnal-minded saints in the church, you know, that will, you know, judge. But those that are spiritual, restore that individual that's going through or made that mistake, to restore,
mm-hmm,
them so they can be encouraged, like the sister said, so they can be encouraged, not down in them. See, the one thing about the Lord I love about the Lord, if you mess up, he doesn't stand over you and say, oh, yeah, okay, you did it again. What? No, he reaches down and he picks you up. And with a hopefully with a repented heart, you can say, Lord, Father, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me. We can go to Psalms 51. Forgive me because it is you that I've sinned against. You. And he picks,
amen,
us up, brushes us off, and says, I forgive you. Go, like the woman at the well. Sin no more.
Mm.
Sin no more.
Amen.
But getting back, we are his workmanship, and we're to love one another and know that the good work that he started in us, he will complete it.
Amen.
And that we can continue as long as we have breath, as long as there's a new day, as long as you're in the land of the living, you have,
mm-hmm,
another chance. You have another chance for a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And new beginning means new mercies that he sees, so continue to walk therein.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We are.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's where God wants us. You know,
yeah,
God wants us,
mm-hmm,
to move, and he loves us just as we are.
Yes, that's right.
God loves us just as we are. He loves,
mm-hmm,
you just as you are. And,
mm-hmm,
that's the type of God that we have in our lives. And as you said, he's not looking and judging you.
No.
He's not judging you or what you did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He's not judging you.
Mm-hmm.
God is not. That's the type of God he is. Now, man may judge you,
mm-hmm,
but God doesn't. God does not. God is a loving God. He's a forgiving God, and he does just that. But you made,
mm-hmm,
a comment, girl. You have to have a repentant heart.
Yes.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
You have to repent for,
mm-hmm,
the mistakes that you've made. You got to ask,
mm-hmm,
God for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
mm-hmm,
like going to someone that you love, that you've hurt. You know, it's your obligation to go and tell them, I'm sorry.
Amen.
And then, relationship that we have with God, letting him know, you know what, I messed up again.
Mm-hmm.
Look at David. I messed up again.
Yeah. And that was a man after God's own heart. Yeah. Amen.
I messed up again. God, you know what, I'm weak. I know I'm weak, but you are strong. And I'm asking you, God, Lord, will you help me out of this situation that I'm in?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't help myself. I cannot do it
Amen.
Alone.
Amen.
I need something. I need a God that's going to get me out of this. I need a God that I serve, who I know, who sits high and looks low. You know my heart. You made me from, as you created me. You,
mm-hmm,
created me from the very beginning. You know all about me.
Mm-hmm.
So you know my heart. And you know if I'm telling you the truth, and you know if I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lord, speak to me. Help me in this situation. For those of you out there, that's all you have to do. Humble yourself and just ask God for help. Mm-hmm. Ask God to help you where you are. It doesn't make a difference how far, how much you've messed up.
That's right.
God is still there for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because look at the prodigal son. He messed up, took all that money that his father gave. He said, give me my portion. And he went out there and he rioted and did everything. Lost all that, was in the pig pen. But look what his father did. When he came to himself and he said, I can go back. God said, if you return unto me, I'll return unto you. His
Amen.
Father was there with open arms. We have to have the choice to repent and turn back.
Amen.
Repent
Amen.
And turn back.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And
it's like
God.
The only God ones is on. Is all the mics open? Seem like we're the only people. Where are you? Amen.
Say it again.
No, I was wondering if anybody wanted to come comment.
Well,
we have
a lot of numbers on here, and I think, you know, folks, sometimes people
listen.
Just feed on the word.
Amen.
You know, sometimes people just want to feed on, and I can relate to that. You know, sometimes it's a time to be still and get fed, just to be fed
amen.
By the word.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a few numbers out here, and you know what? It's okay as long as they're receiving something.
Mm-hmm.
As long
Amen.
As they're receiving something from this. And that's what it's all about, speaking into each other's lives.
Yes, yes.
You know, we can do this. We can do this. As you said, for we are his workmanship. We can
yes,
do
we
this.
Are.
We
yes, we
can
are.
Get to the end. We got these obstacles, as I call them, mountains. Sure,
yes.
we have them in our life, but we can make it.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody comes by and just whispers a word, don't stop.
Amen.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Now you're too close.
Don't give up. Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
As you said before, don't give up. Don't give up. The race does not go to the swift, but
that
it goes to those who are to the very end.
That's right.
And you know
That's
what?
Right.
We're here, and as you said, we have a purpose in our lives. There's
mm-hmm.
a purpose for each and every one of you.
Amen.
We are one body. And you know what? We all serve different purposes. There's
mm-hmm.
the arms, there's the legs, there's the mouth. There are different parts of the body. We
mm-hmm.
all have different. God is using us differently.
Yes.
So we cannot look at what one person does, and because they do it well, meaning that that's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
God is molding us and putting us together for another purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It might be an encourager. You might be the encourager to speak on people's lives and encourage them. You know?
That's
you
right.
Might be the one, you might be the one who's standing at the door. You know, who's
mm-hmm.
giving somebody a smile when they haven't had a smile all day.
Amen.
So we serve different purposes.
That's a beautiful thing, because we're all doing different work, and it's all for the same goal.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're all doing
Amen.
It. At the end of the day, it's for the same purpose, the kingdom of God. Yeah.
You
made God be the glory.
Earlier. You mm-hmm. made a comment earlier in terms of, again, I'm right back on, you know, I just keep thinking about the mountains, you know,
okay.
that we have to climb. The mountains
mm-hmm.
that we have to climb. And let me just say something. You know, it appears big to us, that mountain that we have to climb, that mountain that you have to climb that I may be speaking to you. It
mm-hmm.
may appear like it's too big to climb, but don't give up.
Amen.
And that's not a big mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big mountain. And, you know, I always say things that look like they may be too big to handle, when you look back in your life, when you look back and think back in your life, it wasn't as big as you thought it was as you was going
mm-hmm.
through it.
And
you came through it, go ahead. Once you came through it, it wasn't as big as you thought it was.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about it too. And when you incorporate Christ, because that's what he wants you to do in everything that you do, even climbing that mountain, you can. The scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
And Christ
Amen.
Will strengthen you climbing that mountain.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. This is not an easy journey that we're on. It's not an easy journey.
It's not.
We're all going to make it together.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to make it together. You know?
Somebody?
There's a comment? Anybody even had a comment? Mic's open. We're just having fun in the Lord. We're just sharing the word
Amen.
Of God. And if there's something that you want to say, listen, let me tell you something. You know, we're all in this together. You know,
yeah.
And there are listeners out there, you know, and you may have something to be able to speak into someone's spirit at this time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You may be a word, you may have a word, you know, that you want to share. You know, they may be going through something that you have gone through, and all you're doing is speaking to them and reminding them and letting them know there's somebody else out there who's going through the same thing. There's somebody out there who's fighting the same battle, who's having the same struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all are going to have challenges in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go through those, what do you do? Do you try to handle it yourself, or do you turn it over to God?
That's good right there, brother. That's right.
That becomes the question.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes the question. Sometimes we become so prideful, we try to deal
with
it on our own.
That's good right there. But you're saying it.
It can't be on your own. We can't do it on our own. We need God's help. We need God's strength. We
That's
need God as our supplier. It doesn't make a difference what it looks like. But God is not too big to handle your problem or your mountain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a comment.
Come on.
Okay. You know, sometimes I know that I can call on the Lord for things that, as far as helping me out of a situation. But sometimes I feel as though, I guess this is, like you said, it's sort of pride kick in. And I say to myself, why do I always, I said, see, my God would get tired of me every time I turn around. I try to, you know, like I can lose my keys, and like I got a set of keys I cannot find. And I looked for those keys, and couldn't find them. So now I'm asking God to reveal it to me, because I just said to myself, now it's just a set of keys. Why should I keep asking God when it's just something that I put someplace? But then I it came to me that I cannot find these keys. And if I don't ask him to reveal it to me, I'll never find it, and it costs $175 for that key.
Yeah, and you know, I know what you're saying about, well, it's a key. But you know what? God wants to be in every little aspect of our life. You know what? I heard somebody says, oh, God don't care about what you wear. That's not so. You know what? I ask God everything. Well, what about this, Lord? How are we going to do this, Lord? How are we going to do that, Lord? Everything, every aspect of my life. And if he needs to reveal a key, Lord, reveal the key. Where is the key?
Amen.
Where's the key, Lord?
Well, hey, I came to the conclusion I cannot find the key, and the only one that knows where that key is my God.
But just to say that God wants to know, he wants to be involved in everything in our lives, everything.
Amen.
And it might sound silly, but he wants to be involved. That's what's wrong with the people today, you know? They're doing things, they're not acknowledging God so he can direct their path. They're going on their own feeling or their own pride or their own ego. And what is ego? Ego, I like acronyms. Ego edges God out. E-G-O.
I like that.
Edges God out. You know what? There's so many people doing what they want to do, think just because they're grown, and that's another thing too. People think just because they're grown, I can do this, I can say that. No. acknowledge God. He'll direct your path. He'll shut your mouth. He'll open your mouth. He'll shut your mouth.
Well, I you got that right. I was sitting there at a table with a group of ladies, and this girl was saying that she was 68 years old, and she said somebody said something to her. She said, "Well, I feel as though at the age of 68 years old, I can do what I want to do and whatever." So they was talking about her with this fellow that she he wants her to move in with him. And, you know, I was sitting there, I didn't say nothing, but I was against the whole concept of what she was saying. But she felt as though because she's 68 years old that she can do what she wants to do, but she forgot that she still has to give account to the Lord anything that she does.
That's right.
And I didn't want to get into an argument with her because I said, hey, I'll just stay out of this one.
Right,
because people don't want to hear the truth when you start telling them about what thus says the Lord or what the truth is really is versus their opinion of what they can do when they can't do nothing without Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do everything with Christ.
Yes, yes. So you know what? This is the lesson today. We are His workmanship. We are a work in progress. We're a work in progress. And until the day of Jesus Christ, as long as we're here on the earth, He's going to still work in us, through us, and for us. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well,
Brother John.
We're about ready to close out. We have maybe about 3 minutes left. You want to make a comment before we close out? Amen. 770-843-216. We have a couple of numbers on here. The lines are lit up. If you'd like to make a comment, please do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we'd like to thank you. Minister Herman, we're going to ask you to close out in prayer. We're going to ask you to close out in prayer, and we do thank you once again for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock, starting at 7 o'clock. We have so many speakers that come from so many different places to come on, and we just thank them. We thank their heart for just wanting to come on and be able to share with you. We do thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And for those who are listening by internet, we thank you that you continue to tune in and to be a part of this ministry as well. We'd like to say we love you, but God loves you most. Minister Herman, you want to like to leave some prayer?
Yes, okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we thank you for this lesson tonight, we give you praise and glory for all that you've done, all that we've spoke about today. We give you praise and glory, dear Father, that you are yet in the midst of us. We thank you right now for the day, for being a work in progress, and thank you for not giving up on us, dear Father.
Thank you
for looking down on us, your people, and seeing that we need you, Lord. We need you more today than yesterday. We thank you today for each and every heart and soul that was listening today. Lord, those that are challenged in their bodies, that need healing, heal them, dear God. For we know that with the stripes of Jesus, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, they are healed. We thank you today and give you praise, hallelujah, for each and every household. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you.
It's so hard to understand how a life is. I face the dawn.